Hello and welcome to the So Far Nameless Podcast, the podcast with no name. I am your host, the Big Mac Sandwich, and these are my illustrious co-hosts, Willie and Luke. All right, fellas, what's going on?
Not much today, actually. I've had quite the boring day, so I'm gonna let Willie go first.
Nothing much. I walked to the mall, bought a Metallica shirt and a Hoochie Coochie shirt.
Very nice. Quite the selection of shirts.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, you know, I had my U.S. history exam.
I went Christmas shopping today.
I'm like the horse from Regular Show. I had to pass that U.S. history exam or else the entire world is going to end.
I don't remember that at all, but that sounds like an absolute plot
wow,
from Regular
Luke.
Show episode.
You say you're a fan, but you know you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
You're truly not even a regular fan. I mean, you're just inferior.
You're very unregular.
Yeah.
I know. I need to be ashamed of myself.
So why aren't you?
You know what? I think I am. I'm ashamed.
Good.
Ooh, also, I got a new jacket. I'm very proud of.
Ooh, yeah. I love
it. I sent the picture of it on the group chat.
All right.
Sent photos of lingerie. I don't think that's...
Ooh.
No, before that, Mac.
Oh.
I know, I was just messing with you.
You silly boy.
So,
it's a very nice jacket, Willie.
So,
thank you, Luke.
Today at my Institute for Learning, we had a volleyball, the first day of the volleyball tournament. It was juniors versus freshmen. And I'm a junior. And safe to say, that volleyball match was the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, literally.
Were you playing or are you just watching?
I was just watching. The tournament is... So, it goes freshman versus junior, then sophomore versus senior, and then winner versus winner, and then winner takes home the gold. But...
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, but we lost so unbelievably badly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't remember the point scores, but it was like at least 20 to nothing.
Dang. And which one did the juniors go up against?
Because
you're a junior, right?
Junior versus freshman. Sorry, 20 to nothing was an exaggeration. It was more like 40 to 15, but still, we lost terribly.
Jeez. So you lost to the freshman?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That's funny.
No, it was
true. But at least y'all got a really good freshman team. Oh. Hopefully they keep playing until senior year.
Well, here's the thing. They're all... It's rigged.
Uh-oh.
The game,
what do you mean by that?
The game is always rigged so that the seniors win at the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And... Well, they'll have an easy time winning when they're seniors.
Yeah. When it comes to the juniors, though, we always have the best showmanship. We had two people dressed as the Lorax because our junior team colors were orange. So two people were dressed as the Lorax and one person was dressed as the tree. And I know all of the people
tree.
In there. It was hilarious, but we lost.
Were you dressed up fancy?
No, I wasn't.
Lame.
So I wasn't on the team. I was in the audience. I was just watching.
Oh, the players were dressed as?
Yes, the players were dressed as the Lorax.
Oh. Now it got interesting. I thought you were meaning a fan was dressed as Lorax.
No, two out of the eight players on the junior team were dressed as the Lorax.
You love... Man, like, being a Lorax and winning doesn't sound that bad. Dressing as the Lorax and losing, that sounds really horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks to be them.
I'm really good friends with one of the Lorax, and I'm honestly a little disappointed in him.
Yeah. Mac, did you have money on that game?
No, I didn't. It's actually illegal to bet in schools, believe it or not.
Oh, is it? Well, I guess that does make sense, actually.
Yeah.
Are people allowed to bet on, like, college games?
I think they do.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
I was going to do something on my phone, and then I forgot what I was going to do. Willie, anything happening? Anything happening?
Bit of touche.
Okay. Anything happening? Willie, what's going on in your school?
Ba-dum.
You say what's going on in my school?
Yeah.
Well, one of someone I know, their friend, tried to get with their own cousin, and they knew it was their cousin.
Why is that? Okay, I know somebody from Pendleton that happened to as well.
That's just Kentucky, folks. We're cousins.
Yeah, jeez.
It's, well, yeah. I mean, it's honestly worse than Alabama sometimes.
Sometimes. This is pretty rough.
Yeah. Like the Kentucky Fried State. Yeah.
Kentucky what?
The Kentucky Fried State.
Yeah, the Kentucky Fried State.
Isn't it like a little ironic? It's a little ironic that we literally look like a piece of fried chicken. Like, we look like a chicken leg.
It's true. You do. The state looks like a piece of fried chicken.
I was going to say something.
Keep it PG, pal.
Keep it PG.
Probably best to keep it PG.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, let's keep it PG. Have you ever noticed that if you look at... All right, I've got a Mac pulled up here. So I'm going to grab my phone so you guys can hear me. So if you look at Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Kentucky, it looks like a chef pointing at somebody and offering them fried chicken. If you don't believe me, just look at a map and you'll
see
it.
I've seen it.
Yeah, Minnesota's the chef's hat, Iowa's the head, Missouri's the body, Arkansas's the legs, and Louisiana is the boots. And then
The nations of the world, brought to you by Yakko Warner.
I actually know.
Yep. United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru, Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean, Greenland, El Salvador. I can't pronounce El Salvador. El Salvador.
Oh, guys. Don't worry, I got a story for you. All right,
bring it up.
So, I'm the reason, to all the viewers out there, I'm the reason the podcast is being filmed late tonight, because I had an emergency where I had to go help my cousin. That's a long story, I won't get into that. But I will get into this story. So, I go into the Dairy Queen, and they have this Blizzard that's hot cocoa peppermint. And I'm like,
that
seems
like
a good flavor.
Hang on a second. You were late tonight because you stopped at Dairy Queen? Dairy Queen.
Young man, I have to eat, okay? And I want some cream. Dairy Queen. Well, you gotta have ice cream if you go to Dairy Queen, man. This is a given.
I'm disappointed in
you. I was very hasty, alright? And you're getting away from the story here, alright? Because it was a hot cocoa blizzard with peppermint. And I was like, that sounds like a good milkshake. And I added an item to their menu because I asked, can we make that into a milkshake? And they said, that sounds really good. Yeah, we're going to do that. And I'm going to get myself one at the end of the night. And I'm like, I started something. So, yeah, the Dairy Queen in my local town, it if you go in there, they might make you a hot cocoa milkshake. And it was very delicious.
Mm, yeah.
That's the end of my story for that.
That's what that town's known for, not anything else.
Pretty much, yeah. We had a basketball coach. That's about it.
Really? That's it?
We had a lot of bourbon come out of there.
Well, Luke, I'm trying to produce a segue here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to hush?
Well, that part of town that Luke is from is where The Walking Dead originated.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, the creator of The Walking Dead was born right here in my hometown of Cynthiana, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Segue, I can't believe you set that up perfectly. The theme for today, the topic, is Doomsday. We talk about how the world might end. No political stuff. I put that in parentheses in my notes. And how we would handle the situation. And then later I'm going to give you guys a scenario about, like, whatever it is, you know. But anyway.
Yeah.
How are we thinking the world might end?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, you got...
I'm going to let Willie go first.
You got your classic scenarios. You got zombies, you got nukes, you got black hole, random, like, some Godzilla deity, you got the rapture. Like, a lot of ways that the world could end.
I mean, I would have to say, because I find myself a religious man, probably the rapture, but I think the rapture can happen in a, like, new way, maybe zombie way. I don't know. I'm going to have to go with nuclear, I think. I think that will definitely be the end of some countries, at least. I'm going to have to go nuclear.
Really? He's muted.
Uh-oh. He must be, yeah. He must be, like, sneezing or something. But, like, I hope not nuclear. Because, like, if I have to survive an apocalypse, I would definitely rather, like, a zombie than, like, a nuclear. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I'm thinking, like, 60 seconds, the video game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where you just gotta chill in a bunker.
We'll be back in a second.
And then just, like, go out every now and then with a gas mask and have the chance of getting raided. Like, that doesn't sound fun to me. But a zombie apocalypse, chilling around with, like, your signature outfit, like, though a zombie apocalypse wouldn't go like that. I think that sounds pretty fun.
Really? In my opinion, I think the zombie apocalypse might be, like, terrifying. Like,
well, I think any apocalypse would be terrible and terrifying.
Right, yeah, but...
For sure.
Something about zombies...
Okay, what's the... hundreds of thousands of monsters trying to eat you does sound pretty terrifying.
You can be your family. Like, imagine your dead grandpa crawling out of his grave to eat your flesh.
Oof. Yeah. That'd be pretty stinky.
It would Oof, be pretty that... stinky.
Yeah. He'd be all rotted. It'd be pretty stinky.
I mean, could you imagine being in the position to, like, put down a past family member?
We're gonna have to put you down, Papa. Yeah, that'd suck.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't really handle that.
Yeah.
So,
what's the kind of apocalypse that you would kind of mess with? Like, no one wants an apocalypse, but, like, what's one that you would kind of low-key mess with?
Dude. Mad Max. I would totally, totally be down for some Mad Max.
Yeah, I see it. I see it. So, like, what is that called? Is that, like, classified as, like, cyberpunk?
No, cyberpunk's its own thing. Mad Max is, like, really its own thing. It's Australia, and it's, like, a wasteland, and they're all riding these souped-up cars, and...
Yeah.
I mean, it's messed up. Like, I think they, like, eat people and make them fight each other. It's a messed up place, but if I could be, like, one of the writers, I'd be kind of down for that.
I mean, that's fair, yeah.
That
I could see that being pretty fun.
Have you, the Last of Us zombies, that apocalypse seems strangely beautiful.
Like, I'm sorry, what you cut out?
The Last of Us? That zombie apocalypse.
You are cutting out like crazy, my man. I don't know if this is just on my end.
I'm pretty sure it's just on your end because I'm watching the audio files going.
Alright. See if you can repeat yourself now. It went better when I went back into the Discord app.
Yeah, that's probably the issue. I said The Last of Us zombies.
Oh, I don't know, man. I would definitely rather, like, zombies over clickers. Like, those things are terrifying.
Right.
Plus, there's, like, just pockets of air that you can't breathe or you'll just turn into one, bro.
Yeah, but If you're like in open air, then you're fine. And
yeah, but they're like, they're super fast, and like I don't know, like that'd be pretty terrifying.
I'm thinking like Tommy's Settlement, you know, like with the power,
it's fair.
With all of that, because let's be honest, they're making a living for themselves there.
Well, Alexandria in Walking Dead had power. A nerd can correct me on that if I'm wrong, but I could have swore like in like a majority of some episodes they had power.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I haven't seen The Walking Dead.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Definitely worth the watch. I've never read through all the comic books, but the show is definitely worth the watch. Plus, you have a bunch of spinoffs if it fancies you.
That's true.
But I really haven't kept up with it. I don't really know. I don't know if The Walking Dead is over. So again, someone can answer that. Just try not to spoil anything. But please answer that if you can, if anybody, because I have no idea if The Walking Dead is over or not.
I'm sorry to break it to you, pal. We don't got comment sections. We're gonna have to like start a subreddit or something. Like, but we don't get comments.
Suggesting that United States could let Mexico should better. Make like an Instagram page.
Welcome back, Willie.
Hello, Willie. All right, now we need some discussion from Willie, because we've been talking about apocalypses, so now I want to know your opinion, Willie.
I think Haley Welsh is going to cause the apocalypse with Hawk 2.
That's a good theory right there.
She's already been arrested.
Wait, yeah, you haven't seen the Haley Welsh autopsy, have you?
She wasn't,
hold up.
She's not dead.
She's not dead. But did she actually get arrested?
I think she did. I know she was facing charges.
I know she was facing like legal trouble, but I didn't think she would ever actually see jail time.
Let me do some research here.
All right, do some research real quick.
I'm just going to straight up Google, is the Hawk 2 a girl?
Do we have elevator music while we're doing research?
Hawk 2.
Right to that. Hawk 2. Willie, please stop.
Oh my gosh, this article is titled "From Viral Star to Crypto
Scapegoat." You said elevator music, so I'm giving you elevator music.
I'm talking. From Viral Star to Crypto Scapegoat, is Haley Welsh dead, going to a prison, or lying low? It literally said to a in the article.
That's actually fair.
It looks, hang on. Why am I lagging?
Food.
That happened. What's one that you would wouldn't mind being a part of?
One that I would like.
Yeah.
I have the answer. It said she might dying be arrested. Light. Dying oh. Light.
Dying Light.
That's a good one. Because, I mean, technically, you could just get out of the city. What were you saying, Mac? What was the answer?
The Hawk to a girl. Might be getting arrested.
Might be getting. Okay. Okay. So that is a to be continued story. Yeah. Okay. I like that, Willie. I like that answer, Dying Light.
It's funny because once I reach level 20, 25, I can start grappling hook above the zombies.
That's true. You can also drop kick them.
There's also.
Yes, but volatiles would be annoying.
Would you call like Godzilla an apocalypse?
No, because he never caused an apocalypse.
He's a walking apocalypse. I mean, if he wants to attack anyone but the Japs, then I guess
you can't say that, man.
You can't. I mean,
Talking about, I can't say that.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry. Okay. The Japanese.
Thank you.
No, he never really attacks people. Godzilla usually just fights other monsters and causes some havoc because, you know, he's about several thousand tons and he's like 100 feet tall.
You're thinking specifically. You're thinking specifically the King of the Monsters, that new stuff that came out that made Godzilla seem like the good guy. Originally, Godzilla.
The original Godzilla
was not a good guy. Yeah,
The original Godzilla was depicted after the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah, that's what he was based off of.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess if you think like that, then I guess he was pretty apocalyptic-y.
Come on, Al.
Listeners, he's talking to his dog.
That's fair.
His dog's name is Emily. Anyway, Godzilla. If I were in a Godzilla movie, I would honestly just, like, tame Godzilla. Because I'm him.
You would tame Godzilla?
I would tame Godzilla.
Okay, that is a... You know what? Yeah. Tame Godzilla. Just have Godzilla as a pet?
Yeah.
Acquaintance? Yeah.
I would, like, more of a horse. I would ride him into battle.
Interesting. What kind of battles would you fight with Godzilla?
Obviously, when I'm fighting other giant mythical beasts like King Kong,
Mothra. I thought you said this was the Godzilla that was just causing havoc by himself.
He still caused havoc with a bunch of other things. They had giant monster fights, but he was still just a bad guy.
That's what I was referring to. Like, Godzilla wasn't the villain there.
He wasn't the first one. He's still not a good guy.
He wasn't the first one when he first came out. I'm talking, like, when the... Or when, like, Robo-Godzilla came out. Like, the older ones, but not the first ones.
Robo-Godzilla was the hero in that. And Godzilla just won.
He was not!
He totally was. Godzilla's not a good guy.
Your man, do your research.
You...
Because I have watched the original Godzillas, and he was definitely not the hero.
Mechagodzilla was designed to stop Godzilla from wreaking havoc on Japan.
And then it fails.
Yeah.
Didn't he, like, fail and go, like, all haywire?
Yeah, but he was designed to be the... We're getting off
topic. He was designed to, but he didn't end up, and then Godzilla ended up taking care of business.
We're getting off topic.
Yes, we are.
We're turning into Godzilla nerds. You know that one podcast where it's just the two nerds arguing over who's stronger? I hate that.
No.
There's this podcast where it's just two nerds... And one of them literally has no chin. And they just argue.
You just insult them.
What?
Why did you just insult
him? It wasn't an insult. It was a description.
Rude. How would someone describe you, Mac?
Annoying.
Okay, go ahead with your story.
Anyway, all they do, their entire show, is just argue about what comic character could beat another comic character. And it's so annoying. Like, shut up.
Should we just absolutely steal their idea and make an episode about that?
We could be the podcast who steals everything from other podcasts, but then I feel like we'd get
in trouble. No, we'll want to keep doing the Hawk Tua podcast.
Hawk Tua, spit on that thing.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, fellas, we're getting pretty close to Christmas. You guys done any Christmas things recently?
I got a journal that I started writing in.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I was throwing pennies at the homeless.
That is a very, very kind of nice, kind of mean thing to do, Willie. Because, I mean, you're giving them pennies, but you're also throwing them at them.
Yeah, I want to be nice. And spread some holiday cheer.
There you go.
Luke, as much as I love talking about Christmas, next week on Wednesday is Christmas, and we do record on Wednesdays. So Christmas
We night, are not recording Christmas. On Christmas, are we?
Christmas night when everything's done and over with.
I hope you know, on Christmas night, I'm going to be on my PC all night. I'm sorry to say.
That's perfectly fine, as long as you're also recording the show with me.
Yeah. I vote we film Tuesday.
Tuesday's Christmas Eve.
So?
So? What do you mean, so? That's like the build-up
Christmas to Eve Christmas. Would be better because we'll make a Christmas episode, and obviously our dying fans, because we have many of them, will watch it on Christmas Eve, waiting to open their presents.
You might be right.
For a Christmas tradition.
All right. Fine.
Yay!
You've won me over, but we're still not done talking about the apocalypse.
Well, yeah.
So, when it comes to the apocalypse, what's your strategy for surviving?
I've got one. All right. So, can I say this is a zombie apocalypse, like a basic one, like a really basic zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so I made this plan when I was little. So I agreed if there's ever a zombie apocalypse, all right, I would wait for everyone to raid Walmart, because I'm not going to go to Walmart in a zombie apocalypse. That would be dumb. But after everybody's raided it, I'm not there for the food. But I'm going to live in those huge tunnels. Not tunnels, but like they're like air vents up at the top of the roof. And I would like live up there and make like a little ladder that would roll down, you know, and then you'd roll it back up once you got back up. I think that would be a good strat for survival.
Y'all don't even know the real strat. Just get a suit of armor and a sword.
That is also a strat too, yeah. I would like a suit of armor as well.
Yeah, but like once you get like 1,000 zombies on you, the suit of armor isn't going to do much. They're just going to rip it off you.
What are they going to do? They're not going to bite through metal.
I mean, as long as you have good armor, that will, like, as long as you have good armor, it's like good, nice, covers a lot of stuff.
If you just play dead, would a zombie just like stop? How does a zombie know to keep going?
They're just hungry. They don't care if you're dead or alive. They eat each other in some fiction.
Even Luke in Walking Dead, they still like eat the dead humans. Even if they've already been dead for a bit.
So, like, if you're in a suit of armor, would they just keep munching at you until they would get a taste of you?
Like, being in a suit of armor doesn't mean you're stronger. You're not Iron Man. Like, if there's 10,000 zombies on you, they're gonna overpower you, and then eventually they're gonna get in and eat you.
Like, I wouldn't mind, like, a machete, but I'd definitely rather, like, a minigun.
Willie, what did you say?
As long as you're not stupid and, like, rush out to the open, bro.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
I saw...
Yeah,
one of my friends sent me a TikTok video of this girl. She follows someone, and I said, who is this girl? And she said, don't talk to her, she's weird. The girl that I just said, who is this girl to? She just posted the video saying, like redheads, stuff like that.
I'm sorry for you, man.
Yeah. That's kind of mean.
Anyway, I saw this strategy when it comes to zombies. You go to an Amazon warehouse. You get all their treadmills. You get a generator because you know they have generators in stock in those warehouses. And you hook up all of them treadmills to the generator, turn it on, and then the zombies just straight up can't get to you. Like, they'll just be stuck on the treadmills.
They'll start piling up, Mac.
True.
It don't matter.
You think you could hook it up where, like, you wouldn't need a generator. The zombies can be the generator because you hook those treadmills to electric engines or electric motors, and then you hook those electric motors to like a big, big, huge batteries.
And you saying what? Like,
and then you just have an unlimited power supply.
Put a tiny
by using zombies as hamsters.
Yeah, like literally put a tiny piece of brain, like cheese, for a hamster.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
That's actually really funny.
Yeah.
No, but my dad, every time we drive past this one radio station, it's like a big radio tower that you can climb up, and it's a big platform on the top, and at the bottom is a big, like, cement room. No decorations, nothing, just big cement block that's hauled out on the inside for a room. Every time we pass by, he says, it's the perfect zombie survival area. It's like you can put barbed wire around it and stuff like that.
You keep that tucked away just in case.
It would also, it looks like it's abandoned too.
It would also be nice to be like, rather than in a city, just in the middle of the woods, like in Wyoming or something.
True.
Because like, if you're living like a wild man, how many zombies are you really gonna see?
Isn't it like out in like, what is it, like North, South Dakotas? Isn't that where Joel's supposed to take Ellie?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
That's where they went.
Yeah, that's where they went. They were in Boston. Wasn't it Boston?
Have you finished the second one?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I finished them both and the show.
Long right, time. I haven't. I'm only got like to the point where we hunted down that first black woman, and she's like, "You're the one that can breathe without breathe the spores."
Or whatever. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
If yeah, you... but the zombies started moving up north, so.
Yeah.
Well, if you not remember really in the first game, when you're in the woods, how many zombies do you see? None.
There's not a single lot. One. But that's Willie makes a good point. Is they kind of ran out of food in like the Texas area, so they started like because you got to keep in mind zombies are just kind of like an animal.
Yeah.
So they started herding north, trying to find more food because they were starving.
Right.
So they would probably start doing that. So it would only be a matter of time. And I guess technically you could move down south.
A desert could be
honestly,
nice.
Just get on a boat. Just get on a sailboat in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that'd be a good idea, but you'd still have to come to shore every now and then.
Yeah.
And we don't even know what universe zombies is going to be because some zombies can swim.
Yeah, imagine like World True. War Z zombies. Those are terrifying.
Call of Duty zombies. Be, left for, I would left for dead zombies.
Ball on the ground and accept my fate. Those zombies mean business. But what about the Quiet Place? You think you guys could survive then?
Oh, hell yeah.
Probably.
Quiet.
Dude, yeah. Do you know how
I mean,
quiet I have
if
to
you,
be? To...
If you were stupid and had a baby, then maybe not.
Yeah, that would really, really suck.
Yeah, those are morons. You know how
I
quiet
doubt it wasn't...
I have to be to like climb up the stairs, grab a bite to eat in the middle of the night? I can be quiet.
I mean, that's true.
Do you guys know Bird Box?
Yep.
Yeah.
That I think that would be harder. Like being blind is a lot harder than being quiet.
I know, especially if you like what happened with them if they lost their sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because like they'd have to walk into the woods and everything, and the monster can act like other people.
Right.
Yeah. Ugh.
And if you look at it, you kill yourself. Like, that is literally insane. It makes you
and
kill
others.
Yourself. And others.
It will, if you're, like, in a car or something, it doesn't matter.
Actually, say KYS, or this one might get taken down.
No, this isn't TikTok. We're allowed to say kill yourself.
Actually, get it.
Oh, okay.
I think that's PG enough. I mean, like, how many kids' shows use the word kill? A lot.
Adventure Time.
Yeah, Adventure Time.
That's true.
Only.
Could you imagine? Oof. So, what happens after the apocalypse? Because eventually everything heals. Like you said, Adventure Time. That's a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess it would just kind of start healing itself. A society would form back.
Technically, we're
I think it'd become like sort of an Attack on Titan thing.
Attack on Titan?
Like, I'm not familiar.
Hold on, you have to hear me out. They would learn how to live and defend against, like, build walls and stuff.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, I'm imagining us being, like, long gone.
Well, yeah. Like, if it happened today, we would be, like, long gone before anything like that would happen. But I think it would just reform. Society would regrow, start over.
You know what's crazy?
That's a low taper.
The low taper meme is still massive.
Okay.
Shut up, Axel.
When it comes to what? The zombie, like, cordyceps virus with The Last of Us and stuff, that's possible.
Yep.
But it can't survive in anything. What is it, hotter than or colder or something like that?
Yeah, but all it takes is a simple mutation.
Like, yep,
it's
true.
If the fungus mutates just a little bit, those spores could literally, like, it could happen.
True. It's done it in ants before.
Mm-hmm. Zombie ants are real. And then there's the, what's the thing with the deer where they, like, go insane and start trying to, like,
Blue tongue, around. I do believe, is a...
Blue tongue
is like a southern term. Like, that's what they call it around here. But, yeah, it's like a disease where they, like, they refuse to drink and they basically starve themselves and they just kind of, in their free time, walk in circles. In fact, very weird. There's never been, like, anyone hurt by it. I don't believe someone can correct me on that. But, like, it's possible. It's kind of like rabies. But there's also something called mad cow disease.
Right.
And that's been known to make, I think cows have gotten violent with that. Cows can actually get very violent.
Rabies itself is actually kind of similar to a zombie virus. If you think about it, it spreads through bites, and once you're infected, you turn violent, and then you start foaming at the mouth, you want to bite something, but it... You're just not alive long enough because the second you get symptoms, it's too late. You're dead. You will die.
Yeah.
But again, that's another thing. Simple mutation, and then that's a zombie virus.
Yep. Wouldn't that be crazy?
If the rabies one day decides to keep its host alive, they're screwed. Just straight up.
True. Yeah.
And that's all.
That would be pretty weird.
I'm terrified of rabies. That's what, like that's why I'm scared.
I mean, if
of
you
bats.
Catch rabies, there's shots and stuff.
Right, but you don't, like.
Yeah, but if you don't realize and it's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you see a wild animal, it's best not to get an arm length of it.
Luke, there's
no,
a
scenario.
No, but
it can still be stuff like squirrels.
Yeah, bats.
Bats.
Imagine taking a nap. You're in a hammock. You're in the woods. And you wake up, and there's just a tiny little scratch on your foot or something. You don't think anything of it. Then later, you start foaming at the mouth. And you die.
Like, it's scared of water and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When, and, like, if, like, that's just terrifying, man. I couldn't handle that.
Yeah.
If I ever wake up with random scratches, I will just immediately go to a doctor.
I mean, you should definitely do that. Anyone that gets random scratches on them when they wake up should go to the doctor.
Unless they sleep in the same bed as a kicker.
Right.
What is that supposed to mean?
Like a person who kicks in their sleep? He's talking about the toenails.
What does that have to do with rabies?
No, Luke. It has to do with the fact that you said if anyone wakes up with scratches, go to the
hospital. Oh, my bad. My fault. That's my fault.
Do people not like trim their toenails regularly? Because, like, thinking about that makes me think of, like, long, gangly toenails.
Oh! I make sure to keep up with mine.
Yeah, I never let mine get too bad.
I can't stand it, because, like, they'll rip your sock.
Yeah.
That's no bueno.
No bueno, indeed. Well,
Willie, do you keep up with the length of your toenails?
Nah, he likes actually, him, he likes I have a thing out. Called... I have a thing called Tonely Fans. It's where people pay for the subscription, like $30 a month, and I still send them my toenail clippings.
That's disgusting, Willie.
That is just, he's joking, but that's still really gross.
I make a lot of money. The story itself is disgusting.
I make a lot of money off it, Luke.
And
just jealous.
That disgusting, uncomfortable note. I think we can call this episode Dunzo. Get out of here.
We are Dunzo. Out of here. Minecraft horror mods.
Yeah.
Talk to him.
So, fellas, It's time to say goodbye. Audience, tune in next week for guest star Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is he Captain America?
No.
Is he the...
Chris Hemsworth is Thor. What was the other superhero called?
Don't forget about the...
I don't know what else.
Don't forget about the special gift. Don't forget about the special gift.
What?
Guest. The dude with the island, Mac.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
The dude with the island.
The dude with the island, you know.
We're not getting Jeffrey Epstein on the podcast, William.
That island? Mr. Beast, bro.
Oh,
Jimmy.
Sorry.
Yeah. Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
Anyway.
Jimmy and Ronaldo all coming on the podcast. Big episode. Tune in. Christmas special. Christmas Eve.
Luke.
Miss out.
Luke, you're overdoing it, pal.
Trying to help, man.
Hey, no, shut your mouth. Don't you talk to Lukey Poo that way.
And I've lost all control. It's not my show anymore.
That's right.
Good boy.
I'll see you later, guys. Peace.
See ya.
Oh, crap. Wait, no, we're still recording. I clicked exit instead of stop recording.
This is awkward. Viewers.
See ya.
One last time.
See ya.
See ya.